from Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Stand. Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Well, as I told y'all, get ready, because King Arthur of the Round Table will be joining you in just a second. That's right. He's going to be coming with another profound word to help prepare you and to keep you in that place that you need to be in. So we just need you to sit back, get out your pencil, get out your paper, and get ready to feast on this word of God, because God is able to do anything but fail. So on that note, we're going to... Okay. All right. Hold, caller, hold, if you will, please. Yes, indeedy. So, are you ready, King Arthur? You say you're ready now?
Yeah.
As much as in you in?
Yeah.
All right. Will you hold what you got?
Yes.
All right.
In the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you, Father, for this opportunity and for this privilege, my Father, to come boldly to your throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our times of need. But Father, as we look into our lives, Father, we see much that displeases you, Lord, and that's not really pleasing in your sight, Father. As we look at the standard that you set for us, and that standard is Jesus. And then we look at ourselves, Father, we see how far below our rights and privileges that we are living, Father. And Father, we ask you that you forgive us of that sin, of falling short of that mark, my Father God. And Lord, that you will continue, Father, to minister to us, Father. The word of grace, Lord, and your word that will bring us out of our sins, my Father, as you are doing forth in the earth today, Lord. Send your word, Father, with that not only, Father, speak love and peace and joy to us, but also, Father, that will convict us of our sins, my Father, so that we might turn from our wicked ways, Lord. Then you could hear from heaven and heal our land, my Father. So continue to minister to us, my Father. Not just the grace of God, Father, and his goodness and his mercy, but that same grace, Father, that draws out of this world system and all of its beggarly elements, that draw us out of sin into the righteousness of God that we are in Christ Jesus, my Father. So I thank you, my Father, for your word, Father, that not only, Father, that not only love us, Father, but that cleanses us from all unrighteousness, my Father. Send forth your word, Father, as never before, once again, Father, to convict us of our sins, my Father, so that we might turn from our wicked ways, humble ourselves under your mighty hand, Father, and seek your face, so that when we call upon you, you will hear us, Father, and you will heal our land. So I thank you, my Father, for that. I thank you for the awesome opportunity, Lord, to come on this radio broadcast and to allow you to use me, to use these lips of clay, to speak through me, my Father, to the needs of your people, Father, For I don't know what they need, Lord, but you do. So I count it an honor and a privilege, my Father, that you would allow me, that you would use me, Father. What an honor and what a privilege to allow you to speak through me, Father, to minister to the needs of your people. I welcome your presence, Father, and I humble myself under your mighty hands, my Father. In fact, Lord, as I enter your gates with thanksgiving, I give you thanks in all things, my Father. Everything. I thank you for all the great ministries that are going forth in the earth, Father. I thank you for all the word that is going forth in the earth, Lord, through your ministers, Father, in all areas, Father. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you so much. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, Father. For in all things, Father, in all things, I give you thanks, Father. In all things, I give you thanks, Father. For you who have begun a good work on the inside of us, even though we might not understand it, Father, in the fullness of it, but you who have begun a good work in us, I thank you, my Father God, that you're going to complete that work and that you're never going to leave us and that you're never going to forsake us, Father, even in our despair, even our times, Father, when it seems like you're nowhere around, even in our pains, even in our heartaches, even in our suffering, my Father, no matter where we might be, in the valley low or the mountaintop, Father, help us to know, Lord, that you are with us, even though it don't seem like it, that you're never going to leave us and that you're never going to forsake us, Father. So I ask you, Father, all those that are out there, Lord, not only under the sound of my voice, Father, but your land that need healing, Father, in their lives, Father. You sent your word, and your word healed them, Father. So I just ask you, Lord, that you just raise up men and women, Father, that can send your word, just like Jesus sent the word to the centurion, Lord. And as you sent your word, Father, your word healed us, not only just physically, but spiritually, mentally, and physically, Father, in that order, if you will, Lord, in that order, you sent your word, Father. So I send your word to all those who are out there, Father, who are sick and afflicted, that Lord, the devil's kingdom has come down, Lord, and you have stripped him of all his authority and power of our lives. So I send your healing word out there today, Father, that all those who might need healing, my Father, be healed, Father, spirit, soul, and body. I send your word of peace out there, Lord, to all those that might be in despair, Father, and in loneliness and sorrow and in grief, Father, and in pain and in suffering and all affliction, Father. I send your word out there, Father, that boy Jesus Christ has overcome the world, and because he's overcome the world and all the affliction that's in his life that we might face and encounter, we will overcome too, Father. For your grace and mercy endure it forever, Lord. I send your word out there. Let the broken heart be healed. Let those who are in despair know that you're with them, Lord God. Know that they know that they know, Father, that you are with them whithersoever they go, Lord God. Personal encounters, my Father. Thank you, Father, for your word that you speak to your people, Lord. But, Father, I ask that you would speak to their hearts, Father. That you would draw them closer to you, Lord. That you would speak to them in a personal way, Father, so that they might know, Lord, beyond any shadow of a doubt, Lord, so they don't have to put their faith in the wisdom of the man, Father, but they'll know, Lord God. They'll know, Father, because you have made it known. So I ask you, my Father, speak to your people, Lord, in words of love and comfort, in rebuke and instruction and correction in every area that we need it in, my Father, that will bring us, Father, to that place in you that you desire. And as always, Father, we'll give you all of the credit, all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. Thank you, Father. Now, Holy Spirit, we just humble ourselves under your ministry, and we say you can have your way on this broadcast. Use us for the glory of God. And once again, Father, we give you all of the credit, all the glory, the honor, and the praise. For this is your kingdom. And we are citizens of your kingdom, Father. And the power and the glory, now and forever. So shall it be. And so shall it be. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of God out there in radio land. Hey, as I always say unto you, what an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and share with y'all the kingdom ministry of God to your life. You know, we just have one assignment. And that assignment, man, is to go and preach the gospel of the kingdom and make disciples of all men and teach them everything that I taught you about the kingdom. That's our assignment. For therefore are we sent. So, hey, again, it's an honor and a privilege to come into your homes and your automobiles through this radio broadcast and share with y'all the kingdom ministry of God, the love of God, the love of God that reproves, rebukes, corrects, chastises, but all in love, unconditional love, a God that loves us so much that he sent his son, that whosoever would believe in him would never perish, but have everlasting life. That which was from the beginning, that which we have seen, that which we have touched in our hands of him, of the word of life. That's what we declare unto you for this purpose, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And of a truth, our fellowship is with the Father, with the Most High God, and with his Son, Jesus Christ, and with one another, with a mandate to go into all the world and show boy mankind, not the Christians of the Christ, but the Christ of the Christians. Baby, that's what we declare unto you. That in the kingdom, as he is, so are we. In the kingdom, as the Father sent him, so sent he us. In the kingdom, the work that he did, so can we. In the kingdom, everything is all right. Hey, that's the message that we declare unto you. Hey, listen, we have a special guest with us on the radio broadcast today. You know, my dear brother, man, from Houston, Texas, you know, with the Let's Go Higher ministry under the leadership of Pastor Liddy Owens. You know, that's a great ministry in the Houston area, you know, that's doing a great work in here. And this work that it's doing over there through Pastor Liddy, you know, is an outreach ministry. And it's not just any outreach ministry. It's one boy that's in the kingdom, a kingdom outreach ministry. That's doing what? That's invading territories. That's coming into different territories. That's leaving, boy, the country where they from, at the ambassadors, if I can say it that way. And just, boy, going into God's mission for their life, going into other territories and representing, boy, their kingdom and their government, man, in those territories as ambassadors of Christ. Hey, what an honor and what a privilege it is, you know, for me to be a part of that and associated with that and other ministries, you know, like that God is raising up in our community. And as always, I always want to lift up, you know, my brother's ministry down here, you know, hallelujah, Bishop Townsend, you know, that come on this broadcast before I do. And listen, that's a powerful word. It's designed, man, to build us up. It's like John the Baptist, man, saying, hey, listen, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And listen, before the kingdom of heaven is at hand, there had to be some repenting be done, you know. And I thank God for ministers like that, you know. And sometimes it's not always welcome, and sometimes it's not always appreciated, but it do what it's sent to do to those who it's sent to do it to, you know. And I thank God, not only that ministry, but many ministries here. In this area, you know. And I thank God especially for this radio broadcast, you know, and for this radio station, you know, and for its staff, its members, everybody. That work dial is hard here, you know, to make sure that God's word can go forth in the air. You know, that's all of us joining together, fitly joining together as the body of Christ should be. For one purpose, what? To, boy, get God's word out. And as an end time message, I call it the main event. And that main event is the gospel of the kingdom. The Bible says when this gospel of the kingdom is preached in all the world, not just with enticing words of man wisdom, but when this gospel of the kingdom